Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. A recent report from Blue Cross Blue Shield caught my eye the other day that should want us all to really take a long, hard look at the 20% of the economy we call our healthcare system. Compared with other developed nations, the United States continues to rank at or near the bottom in indicators of mortality and life expectancy, while continuing to exceed other countries in health spending. Despite all the money in the system, we are a very unhealthy population. The report I like to kick around, though, has to do with just the millennials. The report focused on some alarming trends about the health and lifestyle of the 73 million 23 to 38-year-olds. Chronic diseases like hypertension, major depression, and type 2 diabetes, along with many others, are usually illnesses that we picture in older adults and seniors, not the young. Millennials are not only facing a shorter lifespan, but a shorter health span also. Health span is defined as a period of one's life in which you are healthy and free of disease and is generally associated with a higher quality of life. But for millennials, an overall decline in health begins at the ripe old age of 27. Beyond this age, health outcomes get overwhelmingly worse and worse as the years pass. Why this caught my attention had to do with the concept of Medicare for All that is being proposed by Bernie Sanders and others. In principle, I agree with a universal health insurance system, but I have major concerns about its feasibility. Medicare for All is a much more generous than the current Medicare program. It would pay for every medically necessary service from routine doctor visits to surgery to mental health and prescription drugs. Dental and vision care are part of the package also. Medicare for All would be considered a right and would cover medical bills completely with no burden on the patient, no deductibles, no copays, no coinsurance. Sure sounds good. Here's the first thing I'm having difficulty with, though. I believe in rights, but with rights come responsibilities. We have a Bill of Rights in this country, but we too often forget about the implied responsibilities our founders didn't think were necessary to write down. Health is not a right granted to us by the government or medical professionals. The present system isn't working and will continue to not work even if we have Medicare for All, until we start to take responsibility for our own health. Our bad habits are coming home to roost, and Medicare for All isn't going to solve that. As Dr. Phil would say, the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. You choose the behavior, you choose the consequences. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.